Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say, say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all
for
say.
Me.
It to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
Family, and welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, here live at the Now Network Studios. This is the time that we join together for a variety of real talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyal. And yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And yes, with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man with every opportunity we can. And yes, through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Good morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. I welcome our listeners that are on board this morning. I know there's a lot of events going on in our communities and things like that. So we understand the numbers not being here this morning, but we're going to continue and go forward with this broadcast. We did have a guest scheduled for this morning, but something happened and the dates got mixed up. So we're going to just do a recap of some things that is going on here on the Now Network. We're excited to grow and to excel and to go higher. There's a couple of lineup changes. First, I want to share on the network. As you can tell, there's been new ministers and ongoing ministers growing to different levels and different positions here on the Now Network. And some have went on into higher positions in their own personal life. Glory be to God. That's what we're here for, to provoke one another. But Let's Talk Jesus, we've been blessed with a new host for the first Monday of every month, and that is Dr. Apostle Dietrich L. Gaskins out of Orlando, Florida, who will be teaching on the prophetic and on the apostolic calling on our lives and to really have some understanding. We'll continue the Let's Talk Jesus discussion with myself on those other Mondays. And then, as you know, Man Up the Movement is continuing with Pastor Marvin Prevost out of Virginia on our first Monday of Man Up. Myself on the second, Pastor Dwayne continuing on the third, and on the fourth, we'll be doing a group as we continue in the collaboration. We're still waiting on some confirmations for that broadcast. Maybe a month that we go forward on that for the collaboration. But I am praying that if everything doesn't go into plan, we'll be able to pull on our sister, Minister Michelle, to come back. Then on Wednesdays, we're transitioning from Pressing Over the Hump, which we'll still do post in our blog inserts that we put out there. But Pressing Over the Hump will be going off of the air for a season, and we will be transitioning What's the Word with the Now Network. And you're going to be featured with myself and Minister Terry Herbert. We will be partnering and asking other partners to come on and share What's the Word. Yes, the word is God in the beginning. Oh, yes, we can get started. Then on those Thursdays, as I said, that first Thursday is Prophetess Lisa Harris. Then the second Thursday is Apostle Barbara Williams. Then the third Thursday is Minister Monique out of Houston, Texas. Then the collaboration will follow then. And I don't want to speak a name until I have a final confirmation of all of the commitments and agreements we have on there. But the collaboration will continue. Then on Fridays, we're transitioning. As I said, we had a dual show on Friday noons, but we're going to be as I said, transitioning to the primetime schedule. Oh, that What's the Word on Wednesday nights will be at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Time, and then 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, as I said that out loud, that seemed a little bit later, but we're going to continue with that on our first broadcast just to see if we could touch and reach people that are finished with Bible study and not interrupt someone else's program to share What's the Word. Then on Saturday mornings, continuing with Real Talk with Pastor E, with those variety of Real Talk discussions, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern Time. Then on Sundays, continuing at 4 p.m. Pacific, is Exalting Jesus with Minister Sir Ryan Davis. That will continue at the times that have already been allotted to that. And that is our new schedule. We do ask all to share that there is a secondary number, and give an explanation to that secondary number. It isn't the main number we would like everybody to call, but it is a available number that if you have T-Mobile and I believe it's Metro that are tied in together, they're charging 1 cent per minute, 1 cent per minute. So for a 60-minute call, it's a dollar. And it sounds ridiculous, but those could add up. So we do not want you to look at your bill and say, hey, I'm calling the Now Network and I'm being charged. No, it is T-Mobile that does the charging to any prayer line. That's whether it is anything to do with God, prayer line, prophetess line, preach line. T-Mobile has identified those numbers and now are charging 1 cent per minute. I know we haven't had an opportunity to share that in detail, but I wanted to really touch on that. Real talk this morning is that that's what's going on with that. So that secondary number of 319-527-2216 is a straight line into our Now Network Conference Center that we tie into, and we pay because we have because it's funny that that number has to pay also to link in, but we're sowing the seed for whatever penny per minute to now give it an opportunity for those that do not have AT&T or Verizon that don't charge. So that is the reason for the secondary number. If we can get all of our covenant team partners to share that, it would be a blessing. And then it's time to promote our promotions for every end of the season. Now it's week 31 in our time, in our season of 2017, and it's time to get ready to what? Crossover. Yeah, y'all remember, every year we are going to join together and we are going to celebrate New Beginning Season 2018, the crossover. Crossover now into the God's will. It's time to go to the other side. Oh, hallelujah. And we're going to be planning and prepping ourselves to get ready to go over. Yes, the old must be left behind. We must get rid of sins. We must get relieve fears. We must receive forgiveness and then get rid of the unforgivenesses in our lives, our past failures, our lost dreams, unfinished commitments. We must let the old go before we can ever put the new in. Because, yes, all things are new again. We're new in obedience. We're new in dedication. We're new in commitment. We're new in our passion. We're new in our purpose. We're new in our vision. And we have new results. Oh, hallelujah. You remember, new is something never, ever, ever done before. You'll be hearing a lot of that over the several upcoming weeks about crossover 2018. Yes, it's time to get ready for that place that has been prepared for you. Elevation time here on the Now Network. Then we want to share also, as we did last year, is we want to share White Friday, the blackout, the White Friday 2017 pledge. And this is our commitment to end our year better than we started it. Here's the covenant. White Friday covenant. I'm talking about me. I commit to not spending any money on Friday, November 25th, 2017. And I need to check that date. I know I changed on the flyer 2017 from 2016, but I need to make sure that Friday, if it is November 25th, I will make those adjustments. But it does say Friday, November 25th, 2017, aka Black Friday. I commit to opening a savings account with in a black-owned bank on Friday, November 25th. Now, as for myself, I've already done that. So I'm continually, monthly, to just deposit. I'm going to be transparent on this one. Just to put in $10 a month into that black bank. And I've missed a few because we have some outreaches that it was more important to give than to save. But guess what? God is increasing. So we still asking for a commitment. If you don't have it, to open up a black savings account, not a checking account, a savings account in a black owned bank on that same Friday. So instead of going to spend, we're asking you to take $100 and to save it in a black owned bank. Oh, yes. And we have those lists that we'll be sharing throughout all of our social media networks of what banks in your area are reliable and are truly black owned banks. I commit to saving at least $10 or whatever your budget allows per week. That was my commitment, and I've continued to that to put it into the black bank. And this is something about reason why we really pinpointed savings, just that, to keep it in the savings. And, oh, yeah, we know things come up, and you have to do some different things, but it is still savings. Amen? I commit to community service by spending at least one day helping others before December 31st, 2017. So put that on your calendar. you don't know where, what to do, give me a call. If you're in the Los Angeles area, Southern California area, I can get you to one of our outreaches that we're out there every day, all day, doing the work of God. So we ask that you commit to community service, real community service, getting out in the community and serving somebody. And lastly, I commit to donating at least 25 extra to my church, my favorite charity, by December 31st, 2017. And that's a low amount for you to say that my church, my ministry, my covering to where I'm being fed, that I sow $25 before the end of this year. And that's above your tithes. That's above your covenants. That's above your offerings. This is something special to your ministry that goes in just to say, just because I want to sow $25 into your church ministry, your covenant part, whatever it is that you're being fed by, we are committing 25 extra to your church before the end of the world. The end of this season of 2017. And yes, we can do it. You can do it. I can do it. But we need your help. That's our closing. And we're, as I said, we're not going to be that long today. There's a lot of activities going on in Compton that we're going to share those before we go. But we want to get help from you. We need your assistance in whichever way you can. If it's sewing, if it's sharing, if it's working, if it's just being a prayer covenant partner, we need more covenant workers here on the Now Network. We're looking for interns this season coming up. We're looking and looking to go to another level in broadcasting, live broadcasting, but we're looking for some interns that will come and learn, but also sow into this ministry, the Now Network and P2P Ministries. If you know someone, a young person that's in college, that can get some intern hours, I believe we can get that accredited. We're working on all of those questions because we are a 501c3 and we are accredited business. So we're looking to get that accredited with any school that we get those interns. But you can still get community service hours through us also. You know, a young person that is excellent in communication and accountability and time. Give them this information about the intern programship being launched in 2018 with the Now Network and P2P Ministries. We need your help, but we need other partners to share these broadcasts, to share these archives, to share the postings, to share the prayers, to share this dynamic word of God that goes forth here with everyone, anyone you know that doesn't have an access or doesn't feel comfortable going to a physical church, that they now can find a place, a safe haven to now find forgiveness and be forgiven and then move on to doing what God has called them in their lives. Amen. That's it this week. I just wanted to share those things. As I said, we had a guest, some time different changes and things was a little problem there, and that didn't happen. Now, finally, I want to invite all of my covenant partners here in the Los Angeles, Southern California area. I want to invite you to be my personal guest tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church, located at 9220 South Broadway. You know, every time you want something to pull up, it doesn't want to pull up. But the devil is a liar. Amen. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church, 9220 South Broadway Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 9003, with Pastor Barbara Johnson, Dr. Barbara Johnson, the overseer there, is tomorrow, August 13th at 3 p.m., Friends and Family Day. Yes, I have been blessed to be the guest speaker for the hour. We are praising God together in unity, and their base scripture is Psalms 34:3. We're going to be talking about the power of one, and we are excited for that message and that word that's going to go forward tomorrow. Please come out and support your brother. come on out and fellowship with us. If you've ever wanted to meet me and you haven't got a chance, come out tomorrow. Let's shake hands. Let's embrace as covenant partners, as friends, and continue this worship together tomorrow. Yes, 3:30 p.m., August 13th, Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church, 9220 South Broadway Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 9003. And that, again, is hosted by Pastor Barbara Johnson, the overseer there at Greater Progressive, and her family. You're going to hear some good music. You're going to have some good fellowship. And believe me, you're going to get some good word. We would love for you guys to come out and to join us. Also, coming up August the 21st through the 25th, I want to personally invite you to another event that the Lord has had me to be the guest speaker of, and that is I Am Fivefold No Limits, the conference. That is held August 22nd through 25th, 7:30 p.m. nightly, 5922 Dr. MLK Boulevard, Houston, Texas. That's right there in South Park, zip code 77021. We start on time, we end on time. Yeah, the conference host is Apostle Sam Harris, the senior pastor and founder of Christ Community Church and the Buxley Ranch. And he has so many things going on there in Houston. We are so awesome. This is the launch. We're looking to take this conference all over the nation, all over the nation. I didn't say all over the world. We are looking to take this conference all over the nation, and it starts in Houston, Texas, on August 22nd through the 25th, 7:30 p.m. nightly. The 22nd, know your calling. The 23rd, don't despise the gift. The 24th, I am who God says I am. And the 25th, we're going to kick it off with a Friday night live concert, hip-hop, mainstream worship. You sing, you preach, you come on out and have a time of your life with us on Friday, November 25th, for Friday Night Live there at the same location, Christ Community Church, 5922 Dr. MLK Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77021. And I will be the guest speaker for all four nights. But we are going to make some noise for the Lord, and we are inviting you, if you're in Houston, to come on out and fellowship with us on the 22nd through the 25th. And then, on the 26th, I am the master of ceremonies for the 25 years at a celebration, the 25 year celebration for Showtime Kids with the founder, Mr. James Hudson of Showtime Entertainment. He's being honored by the mayor, Sylvester Turner, there in Houston, Texas. They're proclaiming the James Hudson Day. Wow, that is so dynamic. That's going to be on that following Monday. But on the 26th, two showings at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., The American Stepdaddy. This is one man falls in love with a woman with nine gifted kids. Oh, my God. Nine gifted kids. He falls in love with her. And this is a dynamic stage play put on by James Hudson and Showtime. I'm blessed to be able to give a little opening song and then to orchestrate the service as it goes through all of the intermissions and things like that. I'm just blessed to spend time with my brother James. But if you're in Houston, we need you to come on out. It's a minimal charge, $10 for the balcony, $20 reserved, and $30 for VIP tickets. I believe VIP comes with a dinner at the end of the play. Come on out and enjoy American Stepdaddy. Location, Chapel of Restoration. That's 6706 West Airport and Fondren. That's over on the southwest side, August 26th. Show times, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. I'll be at both. If you have any ticket information, questions, or you need some information on that, you can call Showtime Entertainment at 832-880-4474. Again, Showtime Entertainment, 832-880-4474. Come on out and join us for American Step Daddy. That is going down. I'm just blessed to be a part of that. And again, I invite you, if you're in the Houston area, for August 22nd through 25th, I Am Fivefold No Limits Conference. It's the kickoff conference. We're starting in Houston, and we're looking for other cities to bring us on that we can continue this conference going. I am fivefold. No limits. If you're in the area, join us. If you're on Facebook, watch us. If you're a covenant, pray for us and just be in agreement with us. And then finally, I want to recap over what we've talked about here on Real Talk with Pastor E, just to give this the back, you know, a backtrack of where we've been as we get ready to close. But I do invite every partner of mine here in the Southern California area, bring your sister, bring your brother, bring your friend to Friends and Family Day at First Progressive Missionary Baptist Church, 9220 South Broadway, Los Angeles, California, 9003. That's at 3 p.m. sharp. We start on time. We end on time. Great praise, great worship, great fellowship. And I got a word for you tomorrow, the power of one. Come on out and join us for that awesome service. Meet Dr. Barbara personally, her and the girls. They have a group. They are they bad, y'all. You need to come and hear them sing. I know they're gonna bless us tomorrow. And like I say, a good fellowship with like-minded believers. Come on out. Then again, I wanted to make that announcement that Pressing Over the Hump is being put on the back burner for a season, and we're launching What's the Word with the Now Network, featured myself and Minister Terry at 8 p.m. Wednesday evenings here on the Now Network. Then Friday evening, we're transitioning from noon to 6 p.m. at night with 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Those are our changes. We're really excited for what God is doing here on the network. And as I said before, we're launching and looking for covenant interns to come on board for this new season of 2017 that we can really get into some excellence in broadcasting. We're really looking forward to doing live video conferences in the next season. So we need help in that area, and we want to expand our radio station and get some talk shows, some live talk shows on that through our Now Radio for You broadcast. We ask you to share that. That's a free Christian radio station by the Now Network. It's the Now Radio for You. Just search it on your Google, search it on iTunes, and pull up that app and share that with everyone. Amen. Well, family, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. We thank you for continue to partner with us, and we thank you for growing and letting God use you in a way you even never thought could ever happen. You are loved, you are honored, and you are appreciated in Jesus' name. But the most important thing you must hear from me today, you were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody else tell you that you are not God's greatest miracle. Get back in the game, act like it. Who, in Jesus' name? Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.